Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wills hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cannizzaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Canizzaro moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Camilli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Cook reaches second base with a double. Hunt moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Camilli for a passed ball. Hunt is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Hunt scores. Cook moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Canizzaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive beyond short. Moran can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver scores. It's Mets, 1, Dodgers, 1. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wills trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball towards right. Hickman catches it and throws to Hunt, who relays to Cranepool to double up Fairley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran strikes out. 1 out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal bunts towards the mound. Rickard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro hits a line drive into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lee Walls pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive beyond short. Moran can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Walls moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Oliver moves to second. 1 out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. 2 outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Davis, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Oliver scores. Fairley moves to third. It's Mets, 2, Dodgers, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Moran is 0-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trususki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard is 0-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Skowron is 0-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Trususki is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trususki is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Trususki hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cranepool is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunt is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hickman is 0-3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cook is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cannell is 0-3 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Camilli is 0-2 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Willie Davis pinch runs for Doug Camilli. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Paranoski strikes out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Oliver is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Rosboro now catching. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moran is 0 for 3 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Davis steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Trasuski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosboro takes first base on ball 4. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paranoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Paranoski strikes out. 2 outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cook is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cannell is 0 for 4 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaskowski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Fairley moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis is walked intentionally. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Skowron is 0-for-4 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Fairley moves to third. Davis moves to second. Dick Trzaskowski is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Trzaskowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trzaskowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moran is 0-for-4 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaskowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson bunts in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Larry Burrard pinch runs for Al Jackson. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burrard moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaskowski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Paranoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Paranoski strikes out. 2 outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Oliver is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cook is walked intentionally. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-5 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-5 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.